From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Her Majesty's Yankee by Tom Nichols. Now let's begin. Chapter 1.
Lord Robert will see you in a few minutes, Master John.
The butler's voice was stiff and distant, the tone as wooden as his personality. He showed no sign of friendship to the youngest member of the household he served, although he had been in the employ of John's father since before John's birth. Roland. He did have a surname. But in his lifetime, John had never heard him called anything but Manners. He was as stiff and formal as if they had never before lain eyes on one another. John looked intently at the older servant, almost willing him to smile or grimace, anything to acknowledge the years they had known one another, but to no avail. As soon as the announcement had been given, Manners turned away and exited the great library, as if embarrassed by John or his situation, or perhaps it was the way he was being forced to treat the family's black sheep. Maybe it's Robert's doing, John thought to himself. It would be just like his pompous brother to give specific orders that he was to be received coolly, with no recognition of his childhood years having lived in the drafty old castle. His current disgrace was the hot topic of conversation in London, as he had discovered upon his first night out after disembarking from the ship. Robert, Duke of Brandsworth, John murmured to himself. A proud title, once his father's, and now belonging to his eldest brother. In reality, John reminded himself, his half-brother. Obese, insufferable Robert, Duke, by right of birth, if not by ability or aptitude. And that was the law, no matter how unfair. Since John's father had died 8 years earlier, he had suffered his brother for that reason, if no other. John stood gazing around the familiar room, its walls shelved to the ceiling and filled with books of every imaginable subject, from art to zoology. As a child, it had been one of his favorite places, as well as where he often found his father. He smiled faintly as he recalled the rainy afternoon spent exploring the world described in a book, and listening to his father patiently explaining what John found unbelievable. Knowing then just how special he was to his father made it possible to bear up under the incessant bullying he received from Robert and James, his older and jealous half-brothers. Their hatred of John and his mother was as intense as the love the old Duke felt for his young second wife and John, born so late into his life. No matter how miserable they tried to make John, his father's warm love had buffered any hurt. John looked up at the painting hanging over the fireplace. It was of his mother, young, vibrant, holding him at age 6 months in her arms, a soft smile on her beautiful face as she faced the artist, and thus forever the viewer. John could scarcely remember her, save for fleeting glimpses in his memory, as welcome to his thoughts as her kiss to his child's cheek so many years ago. Uneasy, he tugged at his coat. He had worn a soldier's uniform for the past 8 years, counting his time at the military college at Sandhurst. The civilian cut was unfamiliar and rather uncomfortable. John stretched and checked his reflection in the glass of the break front cabinet next to the fireplace. Taller than most men, he was tanned almost dark from his days in the saddle, with coal black hair and flashing black eyes. His face was pleasing to the girls he knew, yet masculine enough with the rugged, weathered features of a man who spent more time outdoors than in. He was slender yet proportioned well, and lithe in movement and action. In fact, he was strong, far stronger than men assumed from looking at him, and almost embarrassingly intelligent. He accepted both facts without conceit, and tried to conceal his natural superiority to those around him. Once again, he looked up at the portrait over the fireplace. "Odd that Robert hasn't taken that painting down by now," John murmured to himself. Restless, he wandered over the familiar desk that once was his father's. The polished top was covered by scattered papers and documents, which lay mixed among the paraphernalia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?